Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Likely Story, a novel by Lee McMullen Abramson, read by Mia Barron, Cynthia Farrell, James Foey, Adam Grouper, and Devin Sorvery.
Prologue. New York, 1989. Claire stood with her back to the bar and surveyed the pulsating mass of people, deeply pleased with themselves for being exactly where they were at exactly that moment. The party was an unqualified success. She kept being congratulated, as if it took genius to send invitations, rent out a restaurant, even a hot one like Gotham, and tell her florist, "It's an avian theme. Go wild." The maple branches growing out of bird cages were something, but Claire did not take pride in floral arrangements. As she and her husband had grown wealthy to the point of rich, Claire was wary of becoming one of those Upper East Side types who mistook purchased goods and services for accomplishment. Claire had not read the book. As she nodded and smiled, agreeing with everyone about what a special, important novel it was, this secret blasphemy twinkled pleasantly inside her. Several yards away, the author was in the crowd, holding forth. The noise of the room was too loud for Claire to hear the specifics. After a decade of marriage, Claire couldn't imagine there was a subject she had not heard Ward expound upon, but she studied him still. By his theatrical gestures and exaggerated facial expressions, he was drunk.
"Can we get these at home, Mommy?"
Claire turned toward Isabel, who was sitting cross-legged on a stool next to her. The bartender had given Isabel open access to the tray of maraschino cherries, and she was now holding one aloft by the stem, swinging it talisman-like in front of her face. A viscous chemical red dripped onto the smocking of her Laura Ashley dress.
"They're more of a special occasion treat."
Isabel sighed.
"I thought so."
Isabel had come with Claire to the hairdresser that day, and her daughter's blonde tresses...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?